This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Just sorting through my Christmas cards here to see who's been naughty and nice. Yes, we are sitting in the Christmas card studio here at the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, live. Appreciate you being with me every week. I'm Mark Evans, your host, and sitting behind the silver microphone for 3 hours every week. And I do appreciate it. I salute you. Without you, my friends, we would not be here. You are the star of the show. So with that, you're always welcome to interrupt me at any time. Call me at 855-660-4261. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, which, in fact, we will be going into the email bag to the left of me. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house with his Santa Claus hat on. And we are going to get through some of those emails. Well, as I always like to pull at least one email out every hour to share with you, because I want to help the person that is lucky enough that I pull their email out of the bag. Everyone gets, of course, a little gift bag. But your story, your problem, your challenge is just like the other person next to you, next door, across the street. You're on the East Coast listening, the other person on the West Coast that's listening, the folks that's across the pond there in Australia are listening. Thank you. Germany, appreciate that. Absolutely. We all have an auto world, and we all need it sometimes fixed. And I'm here for that 45-plus years now. Might be 46, 47. Who's counting? I still have all my tools. No, it's not my Snap-on tools or my Mac tools or my Kmart tools or my whatever type of tools. It's my file bank, first off, up my head. It's got it all filed back there for 45 years. Sometimes it takes a while to get the certain file out to help you get that fixed. But I have my hands, my fingers, my toes. Those are the tools. So when you're out there thinking about maybe changing your own oil, changing your own O2 sensor, changing any type of part on your automobile, safety is the key word. Safety. Be safe, please. Because we want you back here for the next hour of Auto World and, of course, next week. Auto World's been around since 1992. For you folks just tuning in, listening to one of our great Auto World affiliate family radio stations, thank you. Appreciate that. What do we do? Well, we do a lot of things here at Auto World. First, we take your phone calls, help you answer your questions and concerns again. We have the Auto World Little Car Fact. I do shout-outs, of course, the Word of the Day. I have Automotive Trivia. We have recalls coming up here in a little bit. This recall this hour has something to do with some faulty headlights. It's got a big problem. Did you see segment? Yeah. What is it? The question of the week. Of course, I have Auto World tips throughout every hour of Auto World. Interviews, auto racing news. About this one, did you know? We have a lot of segments we'd like to do here, and we always have with the tail light phone, of course, that game. We like to do that game. We send the photos out there on our Facebook page. Now, saying, and you have to guess or figure out what that tail light, kind of car that tail light is for, and that's what it's all about. And besides, just not only, I want you to drive away, walk away from Auto World every week and say, huh, I didn't know that. Wow. That's what it's all about here. So let's start off right with the trivia question for you to answer this week here on Auto World. What kind of car did the Cunninghams have on the TV show Happy Days? Do you know the song? Happy Days Are Here Again? Yeah, Happy Days. Okay, what is it? What kind of car did the Cunninghams have on the TV show Happy Days? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and also you can Facebook message me at my Facebook message address, which is my name, Mark Evans. Head on over, take a look at the photos we put up there on the Facebook page, Mark Evans, and then, of course, Auto World Radio. We always like to put up a few fun ones. We do have a fun one up there of a little Mustang. We actually have a couple different styles of looking Mustangs. I would like to hear your opinion of the photo we have up there that is kind of almost like a sedan Ford Mustang. There's one picture, but two front and back of this red Ford Mustang. Very odd looking, isn't it? Go over and take a look. Mark Evans is the address, my Facebook page. Coming here on the second hour, we're going to start right off. Out of Gothenburg, Sweden, the smart eye. Is anyone watching you? Do you want anybody to watch you? You might not want anybody to watch you, huh? Well, what's this smart eye all about? Well, right out of, like, say, Gothenburg, Sweden, this just happened here this last week. It's called Smart Eye. Well, Smart Eye and Polestar will demonstrate the Polestar 3 driving monitor system, DMS, at the CES show in 2023 in Las Vegas. Now, that's in January, coming up, not too far away, a month. Smart Eye's leading premium driver monitoring technology is included in the Polestar 3 as a standard piece of equipment. Oh, yeah. Okay, what's Polestar? Well, I'll just give you a little bit of... Well, you need to know before we go on any farther with the Smart Eye technology. Polestar. In 2017, folks, Polestar was established as a new standalone Swedish premium electric vehicle manufacturer. It was founded by Volvo Cars and Geely Holdings. Polestar enjoys, of course, technology at its finest, and engineering defeats when it comes to Volvo Cars and benefits from Volvo. So, a lot of you might not have known that, oh yeah, I've heard of Polestar, but you had no clue that it came from Volvo Cars. It did, back in 2017. So, a lot of things there. In fact, I have a little more trivia on that, talking about Sweden. In 1995, Volvo of Sweden becomes the first car company to offer side impact airbags as a stock premium option, period. Wow. Volvo. Now the Smart Eye and Polestar. They've come together. They're going to have this Smart Eye Polestar on the Polestar 3. There's quite a few different models of Polestar. In fact, let me see here if I can see. I'm trying to dig into my file cabinet here in the back of my head. Their revenue, let's start there. First off, Polestar had $1.3 billion of revenue. This was back in 2021. They're real. They're here, and they're doing all right. Volvo. Now, I think they've got like four models out, actually, Polestar does. But the Smart Eye, let's get back to the Smart Eye. Now, designed to help avoid accidents, the Smart Eye, and save lives, Polestar 3 features two closed-loop premium driver monitoring cameras and software from Smart Eye, which track the drivers. That's right. It's looking at you. It's tracking your head, your eye, and even your eyelid movements, and can trigger warning messages, sounds, and even an emergency stop function when detecting that you are distracted. You drowsy? You texting? You disconnected as a driver? Smart Eye helps you there. It's very crucial technology, but it's looking at your head, your eyes, and your eyelid movements. Smart Eye. Smart Eye, Polestar, / Volvo, is bringing us one more safety feature that, do you agree, could be something that will help you have a lower premium insurance on your automobile? Because, again, if it's tracking your eyelid, how many times you might be blinking? Where's your eye going? Where's your head going? You're not paying attention. If you have that in your car, this is something the Smart Eye could be coming to more and more manufacturers near you. That means your brand, your model, we could have Smart Eyes on all of them. Which, in fact, some of the manufacturers have some of that already to pre-adjust your mirrors, your seat. But to stop you quick by looking at your eyeballs. They're watching me. We're going to come back. We have an answer on the trivia question. And why are those street lights turning purple?
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Answer. Yes, we have an answer. We have an answer to that trivia question starting right off this segment. Well, the trivia question, of course, is what kind of car did Cunninghams have on the TV show Happy Days? Randy, he's listening to us. He says here on KRAC AM 1370. Let's do a shout out. Woo! Yes, not only to Randy, but to our great Auto World affiliate, K-R-A, there's our horn, K-R-A-C-A-M 1370, Red Bluff, Redding, Shingleton, Cottonwood, California. Thanks, Randy. Good to have you guys along listening. Appreciate it. And this is a shout-out for all the other listeners in between those towns and everybody in the K-R-A-C-A-M 1370 listening audience. Thank you. Randy, you are absolutely right. Congratulations. It's a DeSoto. DeSoto, the Cunninghams, of course, oh yeah, the Fonz, you know, the Fonz, hey, well, we all got a little older, didn't we? Yeah, Fonz has been in quite a few movies, of course, Henry Winkler, he's been to Boise, Idaho before, and actually fishing here in the Idaho area, and, well, actually with a good friend of mine, and I got to protect the innocent, like I said to all of you before. I will never tell and, you know, let the cat out of the bag. Well, he loves to come into Idaho and fish a little bit, and he actually was in the back seat quite a few times in this DeSoto on Happy Days. That was a fun show. That really was. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. Send me back an address that I can send you a little great gift package here from Auto World, all of us here at Auto World, to keep your car, Randy, there in California nice and sunny and shiny looking on the outside, smelling good on the inside. Make it look like you're going to show up with style by keeping it clean with some Mothers, Meguiar's. Oh, yeah. Wash drops, solution finish. It makes that black plastic, folks, it turned gray. Your plastic gray, your mirrors, and you've got maybe some black, the door handles that you can't get, you know, you get in and out. Sometimes they're frozen, but take some solution finish and put on there, and they look brand new. Keep the resale value up. Randy, I've got a great gift package for you. The address to get that address over to me so I can get it out to you is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And again, DeSoto. I know that I might head over to bringatrailer.com just to see what those Dodge DeSotos have been getting price-wise. And, of course, if you head over there and look at bringatrailer.com, you'll be able to buy one because there'll probably be one available. Okay, so with all that said, now I've got, talking about being shiny and all, folks, I asked you to get the first hour, I asked you to get a pen and paper and pencil out, and you might just keep doing that every single weekend here on Auto World. I've got a recall for you, and here it is. Listen up. General Motors, GM, recalls another 825,000 vehicles. Faulty headlights. General Motors announced this last Wednesday. It's recalling more than 825,000 vehicles, including some 740,108 vehicles in the United States and 85,685 in Canada. So we've got, they're recalling, again, more than 825,000 vehicles, and that includes some 740,108 vehicles in the United States and 85,685 in Canada. And why? Well, we have us a problem, Houston. Yes, the company is taking the action on 20, here's the year's makes and models. They're taking action on the recall on 2021 to 2023 Buick Envisions, 2020 to 2023 Cadillac CT4s and CT5s, the Cadillac Escalade and the Cadillac Escalade ESV, as well as the 2022 and 2023 Chevrolet Silverado 1500, the Suburban, the Tahoe, the GMC Sierra 1500, the Yukon, and the Yukon XL, because the daytime running lights may not shut off when the headlights come on. Okay, according to the NHTSA, the vehicles do not meet the criteria of the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard. Here's the number, 108, for lighting and reflecting devices related to equipment. Daytime running lights may result in a glare. Limited vision, of course, and raising the danger of a crash, folks. We don't want that. So, again, to fix the issue, GM will have the dealers, your dealer that in the town that you're listening to me on right now, on your favorite radio station, well, they're going to do an update to the software, and they will revise the software through an over-the-air update. It won't take long for them to do it, depending on your vehicle. The automaker, General Motors, is not aware of any crashes at this point, injuries or deaths at this point either. But they want to get your lighting gremlin out of there. So, again, here's the years, makes, and models. Let's go back over the list. If you have or thinking about purchasing one, I'm going to stop there. If you're thinking about purchasing one of these vehicles, you don't own it yet, this goes out to all of you. I want all of you to check to see if any one of the vehicles that you own and or looking at owning, check the recalls on them. If you don't own it, I'll just ask for the person that you're buying it from, including the dealer, can you send me a photo of the VIN number? At that point, you can go over to NHTSA.com, enter in that VIN number, and it'll tell you all the recalls that there is. So now with along here, now let's get back to this faulty lighting problem. Here's the years, makes, and models. 2021 to 2023 Buick Envision, the 2020 to 2023 Cadillac CT4 and CT5, the Cadillac Escalade, Cadillac Escalade ESV, as well as the 2022-2023 Chevrolet Silverado 1500, Suburban, Tahoe, GMC Sierra 1500, Yukon, Yukon XL. So it sounds and looks like, I'm reading it according to my brain, it says that, but we're looking at the truck side of General Motors. So let's get them fixed. Now, I'm going to give you a number here. For your Chevrolet Tahoes and Suburban owners, along with the Yukons and the Cadillac Escalades, it seems like there's quite a few more of those than the Buicks. Okay? So here's a little bit more news on the word recall for General Motors. They have issued 29 recalls affecting nearly 3.3 million vehicles. That's right. This is over the last year. Now, let's get on with other type of brands. Of course, recreational vehicle manufacturer Forest River, Stellantis, which is Daimler, of course, Volkswagen Group, and Ford have had more recalls than General Motors, with Ford topping the list with 65 recalls impacting more than 8.6 million vehicles. This is all according to the NHTSA, Mercedes-Benz, Kia Motors, America, Navistar, Hyundai Motor, Tesla, and BMW North America. Have had a lot fewer, a lot less. So, Stellantis, they announced about 1.9 million full-size Ram pickups. They've had some recalls. We're going to be talking about that problem here on the third hour, but right now on the second hour, I want to get your lights fixed on your General Motors. Let's get those daylight running lights off and get the main lights on so we can not have the glare coming at me and get you safe again. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, the rest of the cars on the American-made list.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. As Title 42 may or may not expire this week, lawmakers are commenting on what should be done with the USA's immigration laws. One person calling for wholesale change is Texas Democrat Representative Veronica Escobar. She was on Fox News Sunday.
We really have to kind of zoom out and recognize this is a Western Hemispheric refugee crisis of historic proportions.
Argentina defeated France in an overtime thriller to win the World Cup today in Qatar. Argentina got a pair of goals from Lionel Messi, including one in extra time to get past the defending World Cup champions. The new Avatar sequel is doing well in its first weekend in theaters. Avatar: The Way of Water made over $53 million at the box office on opening day. That number includes $17 million in Thursday previews. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for listening and being with me. Sit back, relax. I'll be doing the driving. And I do appreciate you riding shotgun with us. And there's one guy out there this time of year that does this, and I think we can all do it with him. Let's start, and let's get boogieing right now.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told there's something going on at the North Pole. Santa and his elves at a factory, dancing around the world's biggest Christmas tree. They're doing a Santa Claus movie. It's a Santa Claus movie. You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus. Uncle Henry's got a bad back. When he tries to walk, you hear him pop and crack. But at Christmas time, the spirit sets him free. He jumps and hollers doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's a Santa Claus boogie. It's a Santa Claus boogie. You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus.
Right. Oh, yeah. Time to boogie. God, boogie, folks. Get up and boogie, even though it might be snapping and cracking like my body. Okay, we got a little Auto World trivia. This question's going to shoot this out to you right now here. What car would someone call a pug? What car would someone call a pug? 855-660-4261. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's autoworldradio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. What car would someone call a pug? Now it's time to get to go up the list. The 10 most American-made vehicles of 2022. We've called out number 10. We've called out 9. We've called out 8. We've called out 7, which is the Honda Passport Trail Sport. Now it is time to call out 6, 5, and 4. 6 is the Dodge Durango, Dodge Durango GT, black top, all-wheel drive is number 6. Number 5 up on the list of the 10 most American-made cars is the Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4, the Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk, Tesla Model 3 Performance, and the Tesla Model Y. This is the second time that the Teslas have been on this list. Number 4 of the top 10 most American-made car is the Chevrolet Colorado pickup, 3.0 liter. We're going to skip the 3, 2, and 1 all the way till the third hour. Now, last week, we did do the number 1, so you already might know that. If you did not know, you can always go back and podcast Auto World. Mark Evans, just Google Auto World Mark Evans. You'll find out who number 1 was. But we're going to have 3, 2, and 1 on the third hour coming your way. So right now, are you driving around in a city that has all of a sudden purple lights? Purple lights, in fact, where the light poles are, you're kind of used to it, or are you? Do we take the city lights down our normal streets that we drive in our cities that we're all driving in for granted? Sometimes I wonder if my headlights are even on because the street is so bright. Well, some of the streets, why are some of the street lights suddenly turning purple? Kind of like a black light. Many major metropolitan cities around the United States, well, mysteriously, they're changing to some street lights and they're turning into purple. Why? It's not because of any season. Aliens? No. Maybe a deeper conspiracy. No. Apparently, it's a manufacturing issue with a certain defective LED lights. The bulbs. That's right. A manufacturing issued a recall, and they have defective LED light bulbs that they sent out to your city. LEDs come from, they come with 3 colored filters. LEDs. LED bulbs come with 3 colored filters. Red, blue, and yellow. That turns light white when it passes through all 3 of them. But it is believed that the yellow filter in these bulbs is defective. So when the light passes through only red and blue, what do you get? Purple. Purple rain. Oh, no, it's purple. Purple color, that is. Boy, that song was good. Purple rain, yeah. Well, approximately 1% of the LED streetlights are deemed defective throughout our United States. It's estimated that, they have over 5,000 bulbs that are painting cities like yours in purple light. LEDs have grown, of course, as you all folks, we've talked about it here. They've grown to be the standard in your home, your headlights on, and your taillights in your cars, your street lights, of course. They are able to emit bright light without overheating the heat. They also have a longer life. They're more environmentally friendly for us. Energy. Yep. Energy is what it's all about. Being able to save the energy is the biggest part of it. The bulbs are defective. The company is now claiming that they're responsible for it. Finally, yes, they are admitting that their bulbs, oops, we don't have that yellow filter and they're causing the bulbs to turn purple. It's going to take 4 to 6 months, supposedly now. They're working on it right now. So if your street or your town has got purple lighting going on and you're thinking you're under a black light, be calm, cool, calm, and collected, please, because they're going to get it fixed. But that's why your LED light in your car has turned purple, too, by the way. The yellow filter in the LED bulb is gone. It's time to go to the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, throw me the bag. A little too hard there, Eddie. Okay, let's go into the email bag. He's always asking me why I'm crimping up all the emails that are in the bag, because I have to grab one. I have one. Okay, we got it here. Email bag, autoworldradio@yahoo.com is our address. Stump the chump right now. Please try to. Eddie pulls these emails out of the email that you send me that come through the electronic device called the internet and the computer. He gets the ones that are a little bit harder. Please try to stump me. Absolutely. This one I can read on the air. Let's do it. From Lori. Hi, Lori. He says, help, Mark. Tune in every week from Boise, Idaho, listening on KBOI 670. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Great show. Appreciate that, Lori. Thank you. Driving a 2000 Toyota Camry. That has been an awesome car. I've been lucky on no breakdowns. She has never let me down, but now my gas mileage has dropped. I was getting 24 mpgs and now only 19 mpgs. She is running good. No engine light on. So I'm wondering what could be the cause of the fuel economy to crash. Thanks in advance, Lori. Listening on KBOI. Well, let's first off, let's get that horn ready, Alex, and let's do a shout out. Woo! Shout out to our great Auto World affiliate, News Talk. Oh yeah. Ooh, that's a lot of horn honking there. News Talk KBOI AM 670 and also FM 93.1 right here in Boise, Idaho, and Mountain Home and Napa, Caldwell, McCall, Idaho, Cascade. Hello, Mountain Home. Yep, Ontario, Oregon, all the way over to Baker. Hello, everybody down south. I believe we're hitting jackpot. Absolutely, and welcome all of you aboard into the Auto World Christmas card studio this week. And Lori, thank you for tuning in and trying to figure out why you got bad gas mileage. I have the answer, Lori. When we come back from the short break, we're going to fix your Toyota Camry. And then we might even talk about the PO500 fault code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
On the shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power.
We've got somebody that you folks probably know. I know. In fact, I think you do. You've heard of him, and here he is.
Well, you've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose. But I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet. About that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick. So he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, "Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck." Leroy said, "Hey, I'm on my way," and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, "Just calm down, 'cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge, and he's gonna be leading you." And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. It's just a town hall party animal, just strapping across the sky.
Keep your eyes open for old Leroy, the redneck reindeer right there. Hey, I want to do a little shout out to one of our great charter members. Sent me an email not an address here, but an email, and he actually has on his Tesla. It's Trey. Thank you, Trey. Appreciate it. He says here in the email, listening to us in Southern Illinois, he says, I changed my theme on the Tesla screen this week, Mark. Here's the picture. I'll get that up there for sure, Trey, on our social network. Merry Christmas, my friend. He says, Merry Christmas to you, Trey, and your wife and your family. Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate that. A little Santa Claus on the Santa Claus and a Tesla. Sitting back with the reindeer in front of it. I love it. That's on your screen on your Tesla, Trey. That's, and you're living the spirit. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Appreciate that. Hey, let's get to Lori. She's listening to us here, of course, on News Talk KBOI AM 670. She's got a 2000 Toyota Camry that she says here that no engine light on, hasn't broke down or anything. It's never let her down. But Lori's telling me that the gas mileage has dropped 24 mpgs down to 19 mpgs. She says it's running good, but wondering what could cause the fuel economy to crash. Well, talk about going south, fuel economy, huh? Lori, one thing we all do, more than likely, I don't know if you do or not, but do you start your Toyota Camry up and let it run now that it's, you know, winter time out, colder out, to get that heater nice and warm for you before you take off? Now, that will cause fuel economy to go down because it's sitting there idling and idling and idling and idling before you just take off like you do in the summertime. That's one simple, always think simple. That could be the most simplest thing right there. And if you're not doing that, I know we all, even if we have it in our garage and we don't have to worry, don't wait for the windshield to defrost, well, we're still letting it, I want all of you, come on, let's wait till the oil pressure come up before you put it in R for race, I mean reverse, and take off. And so we're burning a little bit more fuel in the winter because of that reason. But also, Lori, too, we got to talk about 2000. You've got a couple, 20 years plus on that. Have you replaced spark plugs? Do that for me, and replacement is needed about 85, 90,000 miles. I want the spark plugs replaced, and I want an air filter. I want good, clean air coming down the throat of that Toyota Camry. And the most simplest little thing, too, folks, in the wintertime, your air pressure drops in your rubber tires. So Santa's sleigh there, if you got some rubber tires on your sleigh, which, Lori, you do on that Toyota Camry, you got to make sure that the air pressure in your tires are up. And where do you find that number? First off, on the side of the tire, it'll tell you what the tire pressure should be in that rubber tire. Michelin's to whatever brand, Goodyear's to BF, Goodrich's. See how I'm plugging all those names for you? See, it doesn't matter what brand it is. What matters is the tire pressure's up. You've got to have the tire pressure up. If you do not, you're going to drop at least a mile right there off your fuel economy. Another thing I want you to do, Lori, is that have you ever put a bottle of fuel injector cleaner in that Toyota Camry? If you have not, then you're going to need more than one now because you have never done that. So that means that you're going to put look for the STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. It's a liquid in a black bottle. Sometimes they'll do a special. You get two bottles for the price of one. They're packaged together. I want you to put a bottle of that in every third tank. And eventually, after about, yes, it's going to take you five bottles, believe it or not. But that's the truth. You gotta get the carbon out of there. It takes that carbon that's crusty concrete inside on the valves, on top of the valves, on top of the pistons, inside the intake combustion ports. It's all carboned up, Lori, and we gotta make sure that that carbon gets diluted enough and blown out the exhaust pipe. Blow it out to the neighbor behind you. So by doing that, it'll liquefy it. It won't hurt anything. It's environmentally safe going into our atmosphere, etc. So, and I recommend that for everyone. Do get that mileage up there just by putting a bottle of STP Super Concentrated in the fuel tank. Lori, that's the most simplest thing there too. But always the simple things too, Lori. If you do this, use your ears. I want you to start your Toyota Camry up. I want it all warmed up to operating temperatures. I want you to listen for noises. Do you have a vacuum leak? Psst. You don't want any of that sound, like a snake. You don't want any of that sound in your car at all. And if you do, all cars have vacuum hoses, rubber. In the wintertime, they freeze, they're frozen, and then you start your engine up and they get hot. The engine compartment turns into like an oven where we bake cookies. Well, we can't really bake cookies in there, but some truckers do, though. Well, you know, I do on my snowmobile. You got the little little can that we strap to the exhaust pipe anyway, and we cook while we're riding our snowmobiles down the trail. So, but you're not doing that, Lori, but the heat, it cooks the rubber hoses, then you shut it off and it gets cold. You're in what kind of temperature? You're in KBOI, you're in the same temperature I'm in. In fact, I'm looking at 22 degrees right now where we're sitting in Boise, Idaho. So, Lori, cotton cold, so no tire pressure's got to be right. Spark plugs need to be replaced. Fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank. Air cleaner needs to be clean. And don't forget about the fuel filter. Replace it. Have you replaced it yet? That's a great car. I'm glad you emailed me. Thank you. Appreciate that. Send me back an address. And since you're in my Boise, Idaho, listening on KBOI, New Stock KBOI AM 670, I'll hand deliver a little gift packet over to you. And Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Our address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. So I know where you're, just send me an address. We'll get out. I'm going to, you know what's going to be in that bag, that gift bag, Lori, from Auto World? You're going to get two bottles of fuel injector cleaner from STP. Super concentrated. Absolutely. And again, don't ever forget, folks, even though you don't have an engine light on, gas cap. Truthfully, Lori and everyone, when's the last time you replaced your gas cap? It has to vent correctly. Sometimes you have too much pressure in the fuel tank, causing it to have more vacuum pressure, and it won't run right. It will run okay. You won't feel it, but the engine will feel it, and your gas mileage drops by 2 miles to the gallon. All those simple little things like that. And don't forget about a radiator cap. When's the last time you replaced a radiator cap, huh? You never have. Yeah, see? Right there. But we're talking fuel economy, so get the gas cap replaced too, Lori. Appreciate it. Well, looks like the garage door's rolling down on us on the second hour. Don't forget, third hour, how to get there? GCNlive.com. I appreciate you joining me wherever you might be listening, on your smart device, to your computer, to wherever our great Auto World affiliates. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll see you over on the third hour, GCNlive.com. Drive safe. Motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
The E-Rays coming your way on the third hour. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Amazing way.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.